Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. A lot to get to today. After the 7 o'clock news, I'll be joined by my friend Paul Teller, who has had quite a distinguished career working for Vice President Pence and President Trump in the White House. He was at the correspondents' dinner where the shooting took place on Saturday, so I'll bring that to you after 7. But let's start with the weather, Dan. It was was quite a weekend.
Yeah, mixed weather this weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not great. I mean, it was. I got wet going in. Early Saturday. Yeah, on my way out.
But not on your way in.
Way in was fine. You called it. It
Yay,
was fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you called it. I brought the umbrella because it's like a block and a half, and I'm like, I can't afford to get soaked before I go on.
Okay.
But it was actually almost clear in Manhattan, and then by 10 o'clock rolled in and it poured.
There you go. Listen, so, I kept saying all day, we really need the rain. We really need the rain. And
we got
we got a solid inch of rain for the northern half of the state. We really needed that to catch up a little bit on what was a dry April so far. Yes, it was a soggy day. Lots of outdoor activities were canceled, but you know, it's been a while since we had one of those.
Yeah, and yesterday, not bad. Chillier than I expected.
It was cool, but at least the sun came out for a little bit in the afternoon.
Bad.
That was kind of nice. Nice.
So today you said nicest day of the week.
Nicest day of the week. Sun comes out again, but it's going to be like 10 degrees warmer than yesterday.
I'm ready for that.
It'll be about 67 degrees this afternoon. Exactly.
6-7.
He's doing the thing. Yep. You're not even a millennial thing now. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. Right. So I'm not going to ask you about the weekend yet, but you're saying nicest day. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're taking a dip in temperature or cloudy and rain.
There's some ups and downs this week. So tomorrow we could see some sprinkles. It'll be a couple degrees cooler, but not bad. Wednesday is the big iffy day. That's our chance of rain. I think Wednesday afternoon and evening is when your outdoor activities could be a little bit in trouble.
Okay.
That's our batch of rain that comes through. Could be some steady to heavy stuff. Could be some rumbles of thunder, but like no severe weather, nothing bad. It's just going to be wet into Wednesday night. And then we cool down through the second half of the week. Weekend, we're going to have to watch another storm system. Models are kind of in a couple different camps in terms of whether it's a hit or a miss. So, yes, let's talk about that later this week. But for now,
May. It's going to be May.
It's going to be May. I feel like that's a song or something.
Huh. Well, that's the band.
Yeah.
You're saying it may already be a song.
Yeah.
We'll look for it.
It's going to be May.
You think?
You don't know that one.
I don't know that one.
He doesn't get the Jen. He doesn't get the
I don't get the joke. Is that a Jen? Is that like a Disney reference? Where am I here?
You tell him.
You know what we're.
I think I do, but I don't want.
Did I just not get the reference?
Wrong. It's NSYNC, right?
Oh,
wow!
You are right.
I don't know.
It's not a Backstreet Boy.
It's NSYNC.
Yeah,
the NSYNC song from about 2000. It's gonna be me.
Okay,
it's gonna be me.
So you took it as
yes.
I got it. I'm sure we'll play it later, not on cue.
I got to be honest, Dan, I didn't get that.
I feel better. Thank you, Jen. I feel a little better now.
When he said it, I was like, oh, yes, you're right.
I didn't get it.
I wasn't there, no.
You guys are old, man.
What was coming.
That's what it comes down to.
Dan, what generation are you?
It was an age thing.
I am very much a millennial. Thank you
very
much.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Got it.
Well, thank you for the millennial report.
You're going to see the memes of Justin Timberlake saying it's going to be May, and it's going to be May on Friday.
I'm actually happy you brought it up because now I will get it when I see the memes.
You will get it.
So thank you for the education this morning, Dan.
Good.
Jen, thank you. You had my back there.
I did.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I think Dan's right. It's an age thing.
It might be. What are we, Gen X?
I don't even know anymore.
We're Gen X.
Our kids are
Gen Z. Well, our
Gen
sons,
X is our coolest generation.
Both. I mean, my daughter's on the... Elizabeth is right
on the
edge.
She's on the cusp.
97. But, so she could be either.
But Michael and Ryan are Gen Z.
They're Gen Z.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're only a year apart.
We're all exes.
Which is it that producer Kristen loved? Was it Backstreet
Boys?
She's
Backstreet Boys, please.
Oh,
so
yeah,
no,
don't mix it up.
So NSYNC she hated, right?
Yeah, no, no, no.
Yeah, so Kathy, if we can find that song, we'll play that.
They're
just
like,
just as a contrarian move, throwback to our former producer, who's doing great.
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, Jen, real quick. You were reporting. Did you talk about the Republicans are up in arms? What are they upset about? That Mikey Sherrill said something about Trump being a threat?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, she put out a statement after the shooting saying she was thankful that he was not hurt and nobody else was hurt.
But he's still dangerous.
But prior to that, she had put out a comment saying that he was a clear and present danger to the nation. And that got Ocean County Assemblyman Paul Kenitra up in arms saying it's comments like that that gets people shot.
Yeah.
So he was kind of criticizing like her what she said. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. And I don't think that Paul is wrong on that. I do think the Democrats need to relax a little bit, tone down this terrible, terrible stuff. What the assemblyman should have done. And Paul, honestly, here's some advice for all the Republicans. Why aren't you calling out Mikey Sherrill to have a statement about the Southern Poverty Law Center and this whole idea that millions and millions of dollars, this is a group that is a nonprofit that is supported by all kinds of tax breaks and tax credits as a charity, and they're funneling money to Unite the Right and the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, you know, the whole Charlottesville thing was just a total performative act from the left to create a situation that made white people look insane, and it effectively launched Biden's campaign for the White House. So, you know, now we know that these guys were involved when it comes to January 6th and Charlottesville and Klan rallies and this whole that ridiculous Patriot Front, the khaki wearing guys that were supposedly, America firsters. It was all a lie. It was all theater. So maybe the Republicans ought to call out Sherrill on not making any statement on that. Instead, the Democrats want to just pretend that the right-wing violence is the problem. Meanwhile, they'll say nothing of this shooter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And I'll break down what happened there. You know, I've been to that dinner, and I could tell you that for all the stuff that you're hearing on social media, actually, security did their job, and they got this guy, and they stopped him. And you have to stop with the conspiracy theories, and, oh, my God, they got Vance out before Trump. You know, security did what they were supposed to do. You're never going to be able to stop the madman who's going to rush security. I mean, unless you live in a police state and lock people down forever, you will always have these kinds of crazy people. What we're not dealing with, however, is the mental health aspect of this. We're excusing violence on the left, and the left is deflecting and blaming the right at every turn. They will ignore this and move on to the next thing. Meanwhile, you had this Southern Poverty Law Center labeling Ben Carson and Charlie Kirk as people of hate, and Charlie Kirk's dead. Like, they're funneling real money. It's not just about off comments from ignorant people like Mikey Sherrill. Anyway, I'll give you a quick breakdown on the other side. Traffic and weather next.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 at work payday winners.
Goodness, oh, Matthew, we won a house. My son is with me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my wife's not going to believe that I won. Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God, I can't even believe it. This is amazing.
You could be the next $1,000 winner. Listen every weekday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Complete contest rules and details on our New Jersey 101.5 app. $1,000 a day just for listening at work on New Jersey 101.5. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers.
/6:25 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So Saturday night, I host on Newsmax in the mornings, and I left Saturday, got home, and we were promoting the live broadcast we're going to do of the White House Correspondents' Dinner coming up at 9 o'clock, and then right as that broadcast was going to start, all hell broke loose with a shooter coming through the security line at the Hilton in Washington. What's interesting about this, this is the same location where President Reagan was shot going back, 45 years. And there is an entrance to the Capitol Hilton where the presidential motorcade comes in, and it's a fortified, bulletproof, essentially a garage outside. So it's a super secure site. And then to see this happen had a ton of people questioning what was going on with security, et cetera. And just so you are aware, the shooter never got into the ballroom of the correspondents' dinner. He was not even on the same level as the ballroom. This happened one level up because security perimeter was ahead of the escalator. So you had to go through security and then get to the escalators and to go down to the ballroom. So the good news is security did their job. Question that I have asked and many security folks have asked is, why was the perimeter not outside? And it got me thinking about hotel security. And I flash back to the Las Vegas shooter, right? And I've questioned often, how does a guy check into a hotel room with tons and tons of bags? And, you know, guy had multiple weapons and thousands of rounds of ammo, et cetera. You know, this guy was reportedly staying in the hotel, took a train from California, maybe picked up the guns along the way. I mean, the investigation will clear all this up and we'll find out what happened. But it does stand to reason. And my question to you is, think about your travel. And when you stay in a hotel, you have no idea who is staying next to you. Do you think we're going to get to a point where there will be metal detectors and security checks to go into any hotel in any major city? Quite honestly, guys, I'm surprised we've not hit that at this point. And my question to you is, do you feel safe when you travel? Or do you think it's time, given the vitriol, the negativity, the nastiness, the mental incapacity of so many people out there, that hotels become hard points where you can't get in unless you're going through a security or a metal detector? Are we there now? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:28 is the time. Jen Ercillo with your news next.
I've
6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So I'm just looking through every politician in New Jersey weighing in on what happened over the weekend on Saturday night. And if you are like me, put your phone away on Sundays, although I can't afford to do that when I'm on the air until sometimes as late as 11, but the afternoons, I kind of shut down on social media. And, you know, if you are just waking up to this, there was another attempt at the president's life. And they're not calling it an assassination attempt yet until they understand the motives of the guy. But clearly, he was well-armed and rushed through security and had every intention of killing people at the White House correspondents' dinner. Now, for perspective, I've been to this dinner, and you get about 2,000 people go to this dinner every year. It's been going on for more than 100 years. And it is supposed to be this celebration of the First Amendment, and you get all the journalists from around the country that come in, and the president gives a speech. I mean, I think every president has gone at least once. This would have been President Trump's first speech as president to the National Correspondents Group. And, of course, it was cut short. Now, what's interesting about this is the reaction. So just so you have some perspective, this hotel has different levels. So when you come in, you have to actually enter an area where they had secured with metal detectors and Secret Service and local police. And you go through the security line, show your ticket, go through the metal detector, and then down the escalator and then into the ballroom. The guy never made it that far. And the problem is that the video that has gone viral, because the White House put it out, the president actually put the security video out on Truth Social, you see him rushing through and not stopped. In other words, he gets past the line of security And that has a lot of people concerned. My concern about it is that, number one, Secret Service did their job. You can watch the protocol where they get the vice president out, they get the president out, they surround him. And for people thinking that Secret Service did something wrong by keeping the president there, a lot of knee-jerk reactions on social media saying that they should never have kept him there. There's a reason for that. They keep the president in that. The reason they surround him is they have to first make sure his pathway out is secure. They don't want to be bringing the president out and be involved in some kind of a gunfight if there are other would-be assassins. So they first secure the pathway back out to his armored vehicle. So that's why the delay. And the protocol is very different for the vice president, which is why Vance was out of there in a split second. If you look at the video, there's only one Secret Service guy that grabs the vice president by the shoulder and pulls him out, and they run. But for the president, the protocol is very different because they have to have a secure pathway to get him out, and they are trying to make sure he is in the most secure position possible. So anyway, don't read too much into that. But, you know, it got me thinking, and I said this yesterday on a couple of the shows, that why was the security perimeter inside the hotel and not outside the hotel? That is a concern. And my question to you is, one, did you see this? What are your thoughts? Are you, like me, kind of sick of the politicians always decrying political violence? Meanwhile, people like Andy Kim and Mikey Sherrill and the rest of this left-wing cabal, absolutely silent on the Southern Poverty Law Center that we now know funneled millions and millions of dollars to prop up these right-wing lunatics who were fake conservatives, you know, the Ku Klux Klan and Unite the Right, all to give them something to focus on instead of focusing on the real threat to America, which is left-wing socialist and jihadist violence caused by the open borders, at least in part by the open borders under the Biden administration. No, they're silent on that. Let's go to Anthony in Caldwell. What do you think, Anthony?
Yeah. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I think the Secret Service in this country is a joke. I mean, this is the third time now. I mean, he's got, even the mentalist guy said that the security at the Golden Globes was even higher. It's a joke. Wasn't this guy suspicious outside the building and he gets by everybody? Come on.
The word is that the report is he was staying in the hotel. So what concerns me is that this was clearly a longer term plan. I mean, I'm no security expert and I'll let the investigators do their job. But it seems to me that common sense shows that the guy had a long term plan because you were not going to be able to book that room the night of. Right. If you're staying in the hotel, I mean, this is something that's sold out for presumably for months. That said, yeah, a lot of people said it was actually harder to get into. I mean, we talked to Carrie Lake from Arizona, a former candidate for governor and senator. And she said it was harder to get into the Super Bowl than it was to get into this dinner where you had the president, the vice president, the Speaker of the House. So I do think there's something to be said. Here's my take, though, Anthony. And tell me what you think of this. I think that even if the security was lax, it wasn't because of the lax security to get into the event, because the guy did not get into the event. The threat did not come from inside the event. The problem I have is how was he able to get past the perimeter that they had set up on that upper level? That's the real issue. And the other question is, how's the guy not dead? How did they not kill the guy, right? You see them shooting. Did they miss? What was that about? So a lot of questions.
It reminded me of that movie with Clint Eastwood and John Malkovich where the guy gets in with a wooden gun.
Oh, yeah. Line of sight, right? Wasn't that it? Yeah. Line of sight?
Line of duty, I think it was.
All right. Now I got to look that up.
But same premise. Yeah. Same exact premise.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, right, that when theater all of a sudden bleeds into our reality. Funny. There's a lot of coincidental movie themes that have been playing out in real life lately. So I don't know, man. I do think that somebody needs to be held accountable. I mean, this does keep happening, but I'd like to focus on this radicalization of young people. Do you know they surveyed young liberals, left-wing, I mean, committed, like, hey, I'm a hardcore leftist. 25% of them surveyed said that violence was an acceptable way of pushing their ideology. Compare that to the far right, it was less than 3%. So, you know, do your own math on that. Anthony, thank you. Appreciate you. Question for you. Have you ever been in a situation, how do you think you would have acted if you were at the dinner? A lot of people said they didn't know what was going on, even when they were under the tables, because they thought it was plates crashing and someone dropping a tray. And I thought, actually, the press corps handled themselves well. They were remarkably calm, which allowed the Secret Service to do their job to get the dignitaries and the cabinet officials out of there safely. That said, have you ever been in a situation where something like this has happened? And are you concerned about your next time out? I think this is a cautionary tale for what's coming with the World Cup in New Jersey, just coming up in a couple of months. So have you ever been in a situation where there was an active shooter or something that happened, an emergency, while you were at dinner and or at some event? And, of course, you have this expectation that everything's going to be normal and calm, and then all hell breaks loose. Has that happened to you? 1-800-283-101.5. 646. Traffic and weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
6:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I was talking to our board op, Kathy. Kathy, let me ask you, you went through this training on what to do if there was an active shooter.
I did.
Tell me about it.
I worked at the Halloween attraction in Philadelphia called Terror Behind the Walls. Maybe you remember.
Oh, is that the one at the old prison?
Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yes.
Yeah, they've changed the name. It's now called Halloween Nights. But anyway, I worked in the box office, but I was on radio, and every employee of Terror Behind the Walls was trained on what to do if there was an active shooter. And you can imagine, especially at a Halloween event, how scary that might be. So everybody that's on a radio, there, first of all, there was a code. So somebody would mention the code. It was a numerical code. And then everybody would silence their walkie-talkie. Those that were in a safe place to hide would just hide if they weren't near an exit. And everybody else was instructed to evacuate the prison and walk to a certain street. It was like two blocks down on the right.
Yeah.
And every employee had a meeting place. So they would all, and we practiced this like a fire drill in a school.
No kidding.
And at first it was a little unnerving to think, wow, imagine if this happened.
Yeah.
But I was really reassured at the professionalism of that event. It's one of the most professional places for a Halloween event that I've ever seen in my life. It was pretty neat.
I've heard good things about the attraction, that people love it, like, and it is scary. Mm-hmm. But you're right. The real life can be more scary than anything that you concoct in a theater environment. But it's interesting to think that you have protocols like that. So question for you, does your business or your area, I was fascinated by this, you know, talking to some of the reporters at Newsmax yesterday, and, you know, as I was the special guest on the morning show, several said that they've covered so many of these shootings around the country that when they go out to eat or to a movie theater, or they sit by the exit, like, they've changed their attitude on where they go. I'll be honest, it literally did not occur to me until I started talking to people who have been either involved or covered. And, I told Jody, I'm like, now I'm rethinking where I will be sitting in restaurants, et cetera, because you just don't know. I mean, this is obviously politically motivated. The lunatic had a manifesto. I mean, there are so many things to break down with this guy, that this would-be shooter with President Trump. But I don't know. Kathy, have you changed anything? Yeah, go ahead.
When you enter any place, do you look for the exit so that you're aware of where it is?
It all depends. Only in a big crowd, yes. And when I am going, if I'm giving a speech or I'm doing something, I do that because I want to figure out how much time it's going to take me to leave as I walk out and say goodbye to people, et cetera, take pictures and that. So, yes, but not when I'm out to dinner. Not like, and now I'm thinking, it's not just when you're working, and it's not that you will be the target. It is the question of, What happens if there's chaos? What happens if there's a fire? What? Well, so yeah, that's what I'm thinking
certain
now.
Certain professions, look, if you're ever out anywhere with a firefighter, they tend to look for the exits.
Oh, yep. I've been out with Special Forces guys, and like they're eyeballing everybody in the restaurant looking for people who are a little sus. So what have you changed with your going out to eat, going to the theater? Are you now going to change the way you do it? I can tell you, I absolutely am, and I'm looking for those exits now. Even on casual nights out, 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:58 is the time. Jen Ursula with your news next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
7:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Hey, after the 8 o'clock news, I'll get into Small Business Monday. And, of course, we'll have a cash code for you, the At Work Payday, coming up after in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour. But first, we're talking about the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner at the hotel in Washington on Saturday night. President's there, vice president's there. I'm sure you've seen the video by now if you're just waking up to it. Another frightening moment where a would-be assassin gets closer than he should have been to the president of the United States. And we're talking about, this is on the heels of the conversation about left-wing violence and the Southern Poverty Law Center that now we know is funneling all kinds of millions of dollars to these crazed groups like the Ku Klux Klan, et cetera. And you wonder why we have a problem in this country. That combined with mental health. How many more of these lunatics are out there writing a manifesto? Well, there were more than 2,000 people at this dinner. One of them, my good friend, Paul Teller, he and I worked together for a long time in Washington. Paul has got a truly distinguished career, not only serving as chief of staff for Senator Ted Cruz, but he worked as a special assistant to the president of the United States in the first Trump term, worked for Vice President Mike Pence, and he joins me now. He was at the dinner. Paul, how you doing?
Morning. Good to be with you as always, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time, Paul. I know it's early. Let me ask you, so you were at the dinner. I mean, do you go every year? Or you try to?
You know what's funny? Well, that's the thing, right? It's a tough ticket to get, and yeah. I've gone for many years, but hadn't gone recently because when I was privileged to work for Trump and Pence, they actually prohibited us White House staffers from going. I thought it was such a left-wing, you know, hellhole. That they're just like, no Trump staffers going.
I love it.
This year, I'm like, you know, if the president's going to speak, I'm going to try to get there. So I was there courtesy of my old friends at the Washington Times. Great folks.
Nice. So you're at the dinner. So where are you when the chaos took place? Walk us through the scene.
Yeah, totally. So the table we were at was towards the back. And for your listeners, this is a giant ballroom. I mean, you could not exaggerate. You'd probably get a couple of 747s in there, and the wings wouldn't even touch the sides of the wall.
It's huge.
I mean, you've been in there.
It's
an enormous. So when I say that we were in the back, I mean, that means you practically need binoculars to see the front stage where everyone was sitting. But we didn't know this at the time because when we heard the shots, because of the acoustics, we all in the back thought the shots were coming from the front of the room.
Really?
Which is why I think there was a lot of chaos up front because people weren't sure where the shots coming from. We only learned later they were coming from the out, like up and out the back of the ballroom. And by the way, one good piece of news that we should really emphasize for your listeners, because the media is not doing a great job with this. The shooter never got to the ballroom level. He only got one floor above that.
Yes.
Like, there's a little bit of panic that, oh, my God, total Secret Service failure. Really, not at all. They stopped
you,
him
Paul.
From even getting to the level of the ballroom.
Thank you. You know? I said this earlier, and I said, look, I've been to this dinner before. You have to go up an escalator. That's where the security perimeter was. And we could talk about where it should have been. But you're right. He did not get into the room at all. So what did you hear first?
You know, we were just enjoying dinner. We'd all kind of just finished our salads. And just kind of three or four just significant bangs. Like, it wasn't a pop that was louder than that. But you still, you know, you look around because, you know, when you're really not thinking about it, you're having a good time. Everyone's just enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
You don't immediately say, those must be shots. Let's hit the deck. It was kind of like, what was that?
Yeah.
Wait, you know, and it starts to hit people. And then, of course, when you see the Secret Service running and they're ushering the president off stage, then you start to realize what's going on. But we also couldn't tell in the back, was anyone hit? We're like, was the president hit? Was the president? Like, nobody really knew at the beginning. And I got to tell you, what's also interesting is to watch different people's reactions. Some people, like, just dove for the floor.
Yeah.
Some people were kind of slow getting to the floor. And I got to admit, there was people like me who just, I just sat in my chair. In other words, yeah. I kind of froze. I was like, what the hell do we do?
What do you do?
You know, it's so crowded. The media actually has been good at reporting this. It's so packed in there. I have no idea how the fire marshals even allow it to be this packed. But it is so body to body in there. If we all had to escape at the same time, it would have been like a trampling chaos, like killing type of situation.
I can imagine. Well, people get trampled. It's happened at concerts. This happens. Yeah. That's legitimate. When did you know it was an active shooter? Like, did they make an announcement? I mean, at one point, the woman who was running it came up and made an announcement that we're going to resume the program.
Yeah. In fact, the first rumor we heard inside, which, by the way, the reason it was all rumors was because it's bad cell reception down there anyway, because as we were saying, it's several layers down underground.
Yeah.
But try 3,000 people all getting on their cell phone from the same location at the same time.
Right.
Like, no one was getting any real information. And of course, it's a room full of reporters. Right. You know, imagine if you're a reporter and you can't get any information.
Yeah.
So the first rumor we heard was that the shooter was dead. That was the first thing that, like, went through the whole ball. Oh, shooter's dead. Shooter's dead. So everyone kind of almost started calming down a little bit. Okay, the shooter's dead. You know, only to find out later he was not dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows if there was, you know, maybe accomplices. You know, we didn't know at the time. But yeah, you're right. The host of the whole thing came out, was like, we're gonna come back. Please stay around. The president wants to come back. So we were all just kind of waiting. We started schmoozing again, laughing, standing up, like just kind of, you know, oh, we're waiting because this is going to restart. And the president certainly wants to restart it.
Unbelievable.
And like 10, 15 minutes later or something like that, they came out with that other announcement saying, actually, due to protocol, we need everyone to, you know, calmly, quietly exit. We will not be restarting the program. You know,
wow.
It was a lot of information. It was also interesting to see like who they were securing and who they were ushering out. Like, for example, I don't know why this is. I was seated right near the FBI director, Kash Patel.
Yeah.
They did not secure him very fast at
really?
All. It took about 10 minutes to get him out. I don't even know why. The FBI director.
I guess you know where you rank, right? Who gets out first? You know, who gets out third?
That might have been it. That might have been it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was fascinating. But they were, even when they were taking the cabinet out and stuff like that, you know, top leaders from Congress, it was very calm. You never sensed, like, here's panic. And it was, you know, with swiftness, but you know, there was no panic in anyone's eyes or face. It actually was an incredible job in getting those leaders secured and out the door. And so a real testament to law enforcement, to be honest. They really should be praised.
I'm so glad you said it, Paul. I agree. I've been saying that this morning. I also give credit that people were calm and allowed the Secret Service to do their job, getting the dignitaries out of there. All right. Well, Paul, always good to check in with you. I'm glad and no one was hurt. And thank God.
Exactly.
Thank God, right? And onward and upward. Paul, always good to hear from you. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, we'll talk soon.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Take care. That is Paul Teller, former special assistant to President Trump and chief of staff to Ted Cruz at the dinner, sitting right near Kash Patel. A little bit concerning they didn't get the FBI director out for about 10 minutes. But question for you is, have you ever been in a situation like this? 1-800-283-101.5. 718, fast traffic, instant weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
Earth. 724 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. I want to check in with our good friend Bob Williams. Bob, what?
Yes, sir,
I just saw that video. What happened? The
wow.
guy... he ran off the road. I mean, the guardrail looks like he ran into a forklift. I mean, it was
I was reading a couple of the comments on the I-80 rant page, which people just have to vent like 78. Every highway in the state's got a vent page. This car was going crazy, weaving in and out of traffic from the Delaware Gap up to mile marker 7, past this one guy like standing still, and became impaled into the metal guardrail there.
Wow.
Eastbound side by mile marker 10. And from the videos we're looking at, it looks like the airbags were deployed there. And
Do we know if the guy's dead or not?
Don't know. It just happened about 40 minutes ago, so we're still trying to piece that together.
So
but
we don't know if he was running from someone, running to something. We don't know yet.
No, just according, I'm just going by the reports on that Facebook page, but it looks like the guy was just like driving recklessly. And how many times are we driving along there? You know, you're gonna spin out there, buddy. Something's gonna bad happen. Well, guess what? It happened. Left lane out. That's between exit 4 and exit 12 out by Hope.
I know that the culture in New Jersey is, and Jim Gerhart used to talk about this all the time, the left lane guys who go too slow. I get it. I see it now because I leave the house. You know, I should have called you Saturday. I don't know if you were up early. I got stuck at the Helix for 35 minutes.
Oh,
I was almost late for the show.
Oh,
it's never happened. I mean, it was so bad. They had the tunnels closed. So we don't know what happened. I don't know if there was a crash they had to clear. Yeah. I don't know, but it was backed up. I mean, you're talking about 5 o'clock Saturday morning.
Yeah,
And I have been passed on the turnpike standing still. And I'm doing 75 in the morning, probably 75, 78. I try to keep it under 80 because I don't need a ticket, going into the city early. But I have literally been passed standing still. Guys got to be going 110, 115 miles an hour. It makes no sense that people are driving so recklessly.
Yeah.
It's
nuts. To your point, for this accident that we're just talking about up by Hope on eastbound 80, the poster on that Facebook page says he set his cruise control at 79, and this car that wiped out passed him like he was standing still.
Had to be
and there's so much of that.
120.
Had to be. And there's not much traffic out there that morning. It's out in Warren County. It's like people just drive like complete idiots. It's like they've got a death wish, and everybody else on the road are putting everybody at risk.
It's okay to drive fast. I think they ought to raise the speed limit, but then enforce it. Raise the speed limit to 65 or 75, really, is what it ought to be on those stretches.
Right.
Have the speed limit adjust to the time of day. I have no problem with that. But then enforce it. Like, if we tell you it's 75 and you're going 78, that's fine. If you're going 85, we're going to arrest you. We got to solve this. It is so treacherous in the morning. I don't think people recognize that they think it's all the heavy traffic time that's treacherous. No. It's the low traffic time that causes the heavy traffic when people drive like that. Anyway, thanks, Bob.
I love the state police. I'm very, very supportive of them, but there's not enough enforcement.
I agree. We need to enforce more. I'm with you.
You got it, bud.
All right,
take care.
Thanks, Bob. Anyway, it aggravates me because I see it firsthand. So let me ask you this. Are you in this traffic right now? 1-800-283-101.5. And have you been passed standing still? And what do you think we ought to do about it? Raise the speed limit and then arrest you and impound your car if you break it? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Time 727. What's next is Jen Arcillo in your news. . 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, coming up after 8 o'clock, I want to talk about New Jersey small businesses. But first, just want to give you my take. Paul Teller, who used to work for President Trump and Vice President Pence, had a good take. He was at the dinner on Saturday night where the shooting occurred, and he backed up what I had been saying earlier, that the perimeter was not on the same level as the hotel ballroom. So the shooter never got really technically near the ballroom. He was on a different level. You'd have to go down escalators and get into it from there. And he was stopped by Secret Service and law enforcement, and then they did their job. Yes, it raises questions how he even got into the point where he could rush through the security line. But what struck me is that the 2,000 people, mostly members of the media, were pretty calm through the whole event, and that allowed Secret Service to do their job and get people out. And I'm sick and tired of the conspiracy theories. Like, I get it. A lot of these conspiracy theories come true, but if you watch the video and you're all up in arms about the Secret Service, the reality is that those same reporters would be whining and complaining if they had to go through a security protocol out in the street. And I've been to so many of these secure events, it's exhausting because you don't necessarily feel any more safe. And I think it's very important to point out that the security protocols actually worked. There was no threat that came from inside the ballroom. The real problem is this guy was staying in the hotel, and it looked like the security kind of let their guard down, not expecting to have some guy tearing through, running like he was doing the 100-meter dash. Now, should they have? Well, yeah, you would think actually your security would tighten up when everybody's in the secure place, especially given the level of people that were there, the president, the vice president, et cetera. But what was interesting to me is how people reacted, and Paul talked about this. I noticed Secretary of War Pete Hegseth stood up immediately and covered his wife, who was sitting at the table. This was, there was a, you really can tell the mindset of people when crisis rolls out. And I saw President Trump do the same thing. He immediately went toward Melania, who was already on the ground. And, you can tell there's a chivalristic component of this that is just a gut reaction of strong men. And I thought it was interesting to see that on display. So, the question I have for you is, have you ever been in a situation like that? And I will tell you, I have not. I would have assumed, what's interesting to me is, from my military training, and I was in an artillery unit, you're so accustomed to loud bangs and everything else that if I would have likely continued eating if I had heard the bangs going off, because I don't react quickly on purpose. Like you hear a loud bang, I don't immediately get shocked and turn around. You just kind of go through it because you expect things to come off. You stay calm and you assess the situation. Now, that said, I think now people are going to be even more paranoid. The problem is going to be when somebody does drop a tray or break a glass in the restaurant, you're going to immediately assume the worst. And my question to you is, have you been in this situation? Have you experienced anything where you had to get out of somewhere? And will you change your behavior going forward? I mean, obviously the president and high levels of the administration were the target, according to this guy's manifesto. Unbelievable with the manifestos these days. But any number of mentally unstable, aggressive people who have been agitated by the reckless and irresponsible Democratic Party and the media could do this at any given time. I said the reason that the protocol, one of the problems with it is that the perimeter was too close to the event if this guy, God forbid, had a bomb. And because we have so many potential jihadists in our country right now, I mean, hundreds of thousands of nefarious characters that came through the border that was open from Joe Biden, we have no idea how many sleeper cells are here. And you got to ask yourself, what's the next thing that's coming? So for me, I'm going to actually change my behavior. I didn't even think about it until I was talking to the reporters on Newsmax yesterday. And many of them said, I've covered too many of these things to not know that when I go out to eat, when I go to a theater, if I'm in any public place, I eyeball the exit and I make sure that I'm close to it. And I think that's a really, really important takeaway from this, that be aware of your surroundings. And my question is, have you ever been in that kind of dangerous spot where you had to be evacuated? 1-800-283-101.5. 744, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
7:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spania with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Hey, if your business and your organization is not standing out, you need some help. Our friends at Dot Designing will bring your brand to life with custom graphic design, full color printing, signage, apparel, and more. Everything you need to make a lasting impression. So whether you're launching a new business or you're looking to grow, let Dot Designing help you. And I am happy to say that Dot Designing not only can be your one-stop partner, but they are now our partners with here at New Jersey 101.5, bringing us Small Business Monday. It is Monday, and there's always breaking news, and I don't always get to Small Business Monday on Monday, but let's do it today. I'd like to celebrate your business, and whether you own a local restaurant, whether you own a security firm, whether you have a car service, what is your small business? And let's use the power of the largest broadcast in New Jersey to promote your business, because God knows the government is not going to help you. And New Jersey state government in particular seems to work against our business. And it's not easy to start up a brand here. So on one hand, it's hard enough given the tax situation and the regulation, et cetera, to do that. On the other hand, you know, just getting your brand out there can be super challenging. So I just want to give you the website for our new friends at Dot Designing. It is dotdesigning.com. Dotdesigning.com. And just so you know, they offer promotional packages that are in the few hundred dollars. So it's not like you're going to break the bank. And if you're not willing or able to spend a few hundred bucks to get your business branded, you should consider not getting into business. It will cost you money to promote. It will cost you money to move forward and to grow. And I think too many people worry about that on the front end. And you really shouldn't. You got to launch the right way. You've got to get out there. People need to know about you because you can't always rely on the free plug from Small Business Monday to get the job done. You need to brand your business in the right way. So go to dotdesigning.com. And my number is 1-800-283-101.5. If you've got a small business, get in the queue right now. We want to have your call. Talk about your business. Tell me what you do, how people can find you, and what is the benefit of working with you. So whether you've got a lawn service or a trucking company or a small retail shop or an at-home business, let me know. And of course, we're always looking for great restaurants around the Garden State. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:55 is the time. That means Jen Arcilla with your news in 4.5 minutes.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, let's jump right back into Small Business Monday, where we are happy to promote your small business. Just want to mention again our sponsor, dotdesigning.com. If you look on their website, they have packages starting as low as $299. And, you know, there are three really critical business packages to promote your business. The first is $299. The second one is $499. And the third is $999. So you're talking about less than $1,000. Tell me where you're going to get that kind of bang for your buck on small business promotion. So I would encourage you to check them out. Let's start with Al in Bloomsbury. What's going on, Al? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I'm putting a event together. It's called Spring Truck Fest.
Okay.
It's for big rigs and pickup trucks that go drag racing. It's at Island Dragway in Great Meadows, New Jersey.
Okay.
It's a family-owned, family-run track, which is the last drag strip in New Jersey. It's presented by Diesels of New Jersey, Gear Jammer Magazines, and Full Bore Truck Racing. There's a $10,000 payout thanks to my sponsors, who are all small businesses.
That's great.
Which is
who?
31 Chrome and Body Works in Washington, New Jersey, who has actually a spot with you guys and has been advertising with you guys. H&S, DePaulo Jersey Diesels, True Blue, Fab Shop, Ayers Auto Body and Towing, and Dave's Heavy Duty Towing. And all these guys are very, very nice to
And just so people know where that is, it's just on the north side of Route 46 coming out of Hackettstown. So Warren County, northwest New Jersey, not far from the Delaware Water Gap. And I've not been to Island Dragway, but, you know, we used to live in Washington, which is just south of Oxford. Yep. And friends raved about it. They said it's just a fun family place to go. Really great.
Bring your family. You have your kids look at all the big rigs.
How do the rigs race?
Drag racing.
They're not racing with something in tow. They're just racing the cab, right?
They're just racing the cab, yes. Yeah. And some of these trucks are pretty amazing because some of these trucks are down in the 12, 13 seconds in a quarter mile from a standing stop.
No kidding.
Which is absolutely amazing. And there's a lot of antique trucks that come there. There's a lot of newer trucks that come there. Year Jammers does all the show and shine for the big rigs. Diesel New Jersey does all the show and shine for the pickup trucks. And Full Bore Truck Racing does all the drag
racing. Who's bringing the food and the beer?
They have it already there. There's a food cart, or not food, a food station at the drag strip that's been going on there for chicken fingers, french fries, egg sandwiches, everything.
What's the date of the race?
May 9th. It's a Saturday. Gates open at 9 a.m.
Is that this Saturday? No, that's next Saturday.
No,
right?
Next
that's
Saturday.
Not this coming Saturday. Right? The first Saturday. Is Friday. So next Saturday, May 9th. Island Dragway in Great Meadows, which is right off of 46, 20 Island Ave.
Yep.
The website is islanddragway.com. Al, what got you into this? What got you started with this?
I used to race at Englishtown. I own a 1955 GMC truck that I drag race with it. And after Englishtown closed up, everything kind of faltered away. And people told me that this is not going to come out, and now we're averaging around 1,500 to 1,700 people that come to this event.
No kidding.
I have two events. I have one in spring and one in October. So sometime in September or October, I'll be giving you a call telling you all about the October Truck Fest that we put together.
Do me a favor, Al. Call me before that. Let's coordinate. I'd love to help you promote that. And you know, we do. We love to promote events like that. So I'm going to put you on hold, Al. Give your contact information to producer Thomas, and my assistant Rosebeth will be in touch. Good?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, man, thank you. It's family fun, right? Racing the trucks, the old cars. Very cool. All right, if you've got an event coming up that you are a sponsor for and you want to shout out your business or your event, 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 8:14 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
All right, let's jump right in. It's 8:22. It is Small Business Monday, brought to you by my friends at dotdesigning.com. We're going to start with Jennifer in Keensburg. Morning,
hey,
Jennifer.
Good morning. This is Jen from Here Vince. I am a farmer's market organizer and farmer's market manager.
Wow. I love it.
I have five. It's an amazing thing to support small businesses. I have five farmer's markets in Monmouth and Ocean County. On Wednesdays, we're at Tall Oaks Farm in Farmingdale. Thursdays, we're at Wall Township. Friday mornings, we're in Altonhurst. Saturday mornings at Adventure Crossing in Jackson, and then a wonderful Howell Farmers Market on Sunday mornings.
Tell me explain this to me, Jennifer. Do you represent them? Are you a farmer? Are you a promoter? Like, how does it work? And if a farm stand is listening now and they want to get involved, or a local farm, how do they contact you? Like, what's the business?
Oh, okay. So the name of the business is Here Events. So it's HEARHERE events.com.
HERE and HEAR?
Backwards.
Here events.com, right?
Yes. And so I work with the townships and I reach out to other small businesses and say, hey, would you like to come participate in the farmer's market? And they pay a small fee to cover the township fees and everything like that. We're all in accordance with the Board of Health for the counties. So they reach out to me and I put together farmers, sourdough bakers, cottage bakers, commercial bakers.
I love it.
Pickles, honey, crackers.
All right, so
a little bit of everything.
I'm on your site right now. Here, H-E-A-R, here, H-E-R-E. Oh, here, events.com. I'm just looking, newest events, Northern Jersey. There's one problem, Jennifer. If you want my input, I'm going to give it to you. So your events, you only have three sections, North, Central, and Southern.
Uh-oh.
There's a fourth.
I said I was doing good there's, by Central.
Look, I have been writing about this. No, Central exists, but there's also the Shore. The Jersey Shore is its own entity. I'm just throwing it out there. Just saying it.
Okay.
But I love your site. I love this. So I'm looking at, you've got the social club. What is this, Vermella Social Club?
Oh, I'm working
What's that?
With a property manager in Northern New Jersey.
Yeah.
And they have these apartment buildings, and they have wanted me to organize pop-ups in every apartment building.
No kidding.
So we take four or five small businesses, and they go to the club room in each building, and the residents can come down. So it's a hyper-local way for small businesses to get exposure.
I love it. I love it. I'm looking at the Parsippany Farmers Market, the Wednesdays in Tall Oaks. This is great. All right. So, guys, if you're looking for a farmers market, you're looking to get fresh fruit, produce, etc., baked goods, go to this website here, H-E-A-R, here, H-E-R-E, here, events.com. Jennifer, thanks. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Take care.
Day.
Yeah, bye now. All right, everybody else hang in there. Jeff, Matt, Howard, I'm going to get to you in order. 826, Jennifer Solo, news next.
Five.
.837 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. You already know that, and I am back. You probably know that too. But if you don't, there's a song. Right? .837 on New Jersey 101.5. All right, everybody hang in there. Jeff, Amy, Matt, Howard, Jen Ursillo. So I'm talking to producer Thomas earlier, and he's like, I think we got to retire the song.
What? He's, no.
He wants to retire the song.
Tomas, we can't do that.
Here's the thing. Here's my deal.
No.
As long as the station, so Town Square executives, please tune in, listen up. As long as they keep running that ridiculous promo that I never really left, but then I came back. I've been back since September.
But
I came back on Labor Day.
But you never really left.
But I never really left.
According to the
As promo. Long as that promo runs, the song will be played. That's it. Look at producer Thomas. He's having a heart attack over there.
Thomas,
he's like, come on.
He's having a meltdown. But didn't we discuss this on Friday I think Zaro and I talked about this, that it carries now a different meaning because you're back from the day before.
So I'm always back.
Right.
You're saying.
He never really left, but now he's back where you hear him best. Bill Spadia returns to mornings, rejoining Eric Scott and the New Jersey 101.5 Morning Crew. Everything you need to start your day from people who live it. Wake up with Bill, weekday mornings on New Jersey.
You know what I forgot?
Yeah.
This show has a name. Wake Up with Bill. I forget that. Thank God for that promo. Reminds me.
I didn't know.
Now I know.
It's the name of the show. It is?
Yeah. Did you know the show had a name?
I had no idea.
I go away for a few months. They give the show a name.
I had no clue.
Wake Up with Bill.
Yeah.
If you're not awake by now, seriously, it's 8:30. It's late.
Listen, Bill, I don't know.
Like, this is not sleeping in. You've slept away half the day.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, considering the time we get up.
So what do we think? Do we like Wake Up with Bill? I mean, that's okay. I don't like it, though. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm torn.
I think you need a more dysfunctional name, I think.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Something. Yeah,
a more
right.
dysfunctional title.
You know, Wake Up Angry with Bill, or, right? Or you know, Challenge Conventional Wisdom with Bill. That's
that
too long for a name. That's not catchy
that
at all.
Work.
I don't think that works at all.
We'll
I need to
out.
Think about it. But
we'll
I
figure it out.
So here's my question, and I promise I'm not, I know I get distracted. I am going back to Small Business Monday, but I do want to ask, what should the song be? Because I think that producer Thomas is right, but I'm going to stand my ground on this one. as long as the promo runs, and Kathy, you are in charge of the board every morning, so you know when that promo is running.
Yeah.
So if the promo, when we get a stretch, what are you gonna, let's say if we go 3 days without it.
It usually runs during news.
Yeah. But it runs every day.
Yeah.
So when that promo stops, I'll switch the song. How's that?
Okay.
I think it's good.
Okay.
You look distressed a little
bit. Is Thomas okay with that?
I don't know.
Having a meeting.
He's having a meeting about it. Okay. He's not happy. There's a meeting going on. Memos are being written right now. I have no idea.
They're discussing.
All right. So welcome to the morning show. Wake up with Bill. I got to think about that if I like that. Let's go back to Small Business Monday. We'll start with Amy in Central Jersey. Good morning, Amy.
Bill, I want to start with something real quick.
Tell me.
Do you remember at church, my uncle asked you for your autograph for me? This was like last year.
At St. Alphonsus?
Yes.
I do remember that, Amy. Well, I'm glad you called. Did I sign a church bulletin?
You did.
Yes, I did. I remember that. I love it.
Oh,
that's great.
Well, thank you for that.
Amy, come to, I figured that. Don't worry. He a very nice man though.
Yes.
But hopefully we'll get a selfie together at one of these events. If you know, we're doing so many public events that it'll be nice to meet you. So anyway, tell me about your business.
Okay, I have two. The first one is called Roof Max of Hillsboro. There are many dealers around in New Jersey and the nationwide, but mine is Hillsboro of New Jersey, and we specialize in roof maintenance and slowing down the aging process of asphalt shingles. If you go to roofmax.com, I'm sorry, I'm blanking.
That's right.
Get roofmax.com. You can find your local dealer. My other business is called Top Down Exterior Cleaning.
So wait, Amy, before you tell me that, let me just understand Roof Max. So you maximize the life of the roof. I love that. That's fantastic. How you are what? You're an organizer, you're an owner of the franchise?
So I have a dealership. Roof Max Corporate is located in Ohio. And we have there's dealers all over the country. I'm in Central Jersey. I'm one of the dealers in Central Jersey that covers
Central
Jersey.
So as a dealer, you represent the different franchises out there?
I do.
Okay, got it.
I do, yeah.
So do they contact you directly? Is it, what's the, or you go to the main website?
I do have a number they can contact me. It's 609-429-0861.
Okay, and where are you located?
I'm in Rocky Hill.
Oh, you're in Rocky Hill. Yo, you're right near me. Okay, great. Yep. I love this. Just tell me a little bit about it, though. It's a spray. It's a Oh, no kidding.
Yep. So we look at the entire roof and we test flexibility. Typically, if a roof is about 5 or 6 years old, it could qualify because the shingles are now made with much less petrochemical, so they're not as thick and they don't last as long. They dry out quickly from the UVs and then the hot and the cold. So we use a drone and we look at the shingle.
What do you charge for an inspection?
Oh, it's free.
The inspection's free. And what is a typical roof? I mean, it's thousands and thousands of dollars or?
Oh, yeah. Well, the one we just looked at one and we figured for a builder grade roof was just over $24,000. For his roof was like 5,000 square feet or so.
Mm-hmm. But the treatment cost $24,000?
No, that's for a new builder grade roof.
So you're saying to put a builder grade roof on a $24,000, what would it cost to get it treated and preserve the life longer?
I don't know. It depends on the pitch of the roof, the size of the square footage of the roof.
But are we talking thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars? Typically,
no, it's a couple thousand, maybe 3,000, something. That's typical what I see.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that is a very cool product. I am interested. All right, tell me about the second business.
Okay, it's called Top Down Exterior Cleaning, and we specialize in the cleaning of exterior windows, solar panels. We do soft wash, and I do have a phone number. It is 609. 9551, and we have a website as well, topdownexterior.com.
I love it. All right, you're on the list. Amy, thank you, and say hi to your uncle for me.
Thank you. Right. Have a good day.
You take care. Bye now. All right, Jeff Howard, everybody hang in there. Your small business plug coming up next, 8:45. Traffic and weather next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Estates Roadshow at TMT Cash for Gold.
8:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Happy to bring you Small Business Monday, brought to you by our good friends at dotdesigning.com. Tony, Greg, Howard, hold on 1 second. We have a very special guest in studio. All of our good friends. Dennis Malloy. Dennis.
Yes.
Apparently,
yeah.
A lot of people thought I was out last week.
Well, last week when
was I off? I was off Monday
and just Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday.
So I
got a text over the weekend from my friend Al. Said, social media is buzzing. Big changes coming to 101.5. And I said, I have no idea. What do you mean? He said, Spadia said there's changes coming. I said, well, Bill Spadia doesn't know anything after 10 o'clock.
Right.
So if
that's a fair point.
There's big changes coming and has to do with...
Does the station continue?
Well, I would break your balls every day that you... I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll be back tomorrow. Like, nothing happened after 10 o'clock. Do you want to promote the Dennis and Judy show maybe once?
Isn't it amazing? How many years? 10 years. And
occasionally you would do it, but like 2 days
every
later
once
you would
in a
forget.
While. Yeah. I know. Then yeah. I would forget. I don't do it now.
No.
And no. I like everybody. You know,
yeah,
I like
know.
You. It's I like Judy. I mean, we're friends.
Exactly.
It's all about me. That's a problem.
Exactly.
Right?
So the first day I filled in, I just came back and said, Bill Spadia out, Dennis Malloy in. And this way,
So it kept the buzz going, I'm sure.
I guess. I'm not on
You're
social
not a social media guy.
No.
Kathy, you're a social media person. Did you see the buzz?
I didn't see it. No.
All right, now I'm curious. Who else saw that?
I don't know.
Well,
the 101.5 fan page, Facebook fan page, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
You go on there, Kathy?
There are 100,000 or so on there.
Isn't it called I Hate New Jersey 101.5?
Well, there's that. There's the... Reddit is unbelievable. There's an I Hate...
Oh, okay.
All of us page. And but the vitriol on Reddit, it's even too much for the hate-o-meter.
Really?
People are nuts.
And that was
Reddit's
the
nuts,
thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's all 27-year-olds who went to college for too long.
They went to college too long, and they're sitting in mom's basement.
I guess.
Right? Tweeting away.
I don't.
Right?
If anything directs me to Reddit, if I have a question or something, there's a thread. I'm out. I don't even read.
No, Red's terrible. Red's terrible.
And Bill, I told you that was funny. Dennis walks in Monday morning, and there's a piece of paper sitting at your mic position.
It says, you
with the hate. And Dennis,
I thought it was a note for me. I was hurt.
We are to prepare for the hate-o-meter segment.
Yeah.
Producer Thomas prints it, and we'll come in before they're recorded and be like, okay. What do you think? So what I get to read, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah. There was no explanation. There was
because
no
they don't always put a name on it.
Right.
So like that could have been about you.
I read. I go. What is this?
I love it. I think people agree the show is very good, but perhaps better when you are hosting. Here's how this started, Kathy, just so everyone's aware. No. I complimented Dennis coming in because he's in for Eric Scott's show. What is it, 6 to 7?
Yeah.
Right? Because apparently they're still on the air after 10 o'clock, so I just learned that. So apparently there's another show, 6 to 7, but you're in, and I said I actually listened the other day.
Right. Well, the reason
I thought it was very good.
On the air, when I was on the air for you, somebody wrote in and said, You might even be better than Bill, or you're better than Bill. And I said, oh, of course I'm better than Bill. I've been doing this for 50 years. Bill was just fell off a real estate truck.
I did. I literally fell off the turnip truck. And all of a sudden I got a radio show.
Right.
I'm still figuring it out.
So I said, yeah, it's not braggadocious or it's not ego-driven. Yeah, I'm better than him.
It's factual.
Exactly.
It's factual.
It's
not bragging if it's true. I love that.
Thanks,
guys. That's the ego we need in this business. All right. Thank you, Dennis Malloy.
Thanks
it
for
is 8:56. Apparently, I haven't learned to read a clock in the 12 years I've been doing this. Tony, Greg, Howard, I'll be right back with Small Business Monday. Jen Ursillo with the news next.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
909 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. Little America to bring us back. Jen, this is this started because this is way too slow, though. This can't be our song.
Oh no, you need something.
Right? This is not going to work.
So this is not you.
It's a great song,
100%. Not you, though.
No,
not for your theme song.
No, what did you just say? It should be more circus-like.
I said yours should be more circus-like. Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. Let's look for a circus song.
Something a little disjointed, definitely.
Something a little bit chaotic.
Metallica,
Enter Sandman was suggested.
Definitely not for you.
Think that's too much. Led us to Sandman.
By America.
By America.
Which, what other songs is America?
And all of a sudden now we're down the rabbit hole and we're playing Ventura Highway. So we're down the highway.
We'll find
a song. I'm going to ask you, what is the song? So I'm getting texts. I'm getting notes. Let me know. We're going to pick a song and it will probably stick for a week and then I'll change it.
I kind of like what Kathy suggested off air a little while ago. Crazy Train.
Yeah, well,
I think that was the song.
We did use that for a while. Yeah. I mean, was
all
pretty.
All aboard, that's you.
Oh, yeah, all aboard. And
the
then
crazy
it,
train.
And then it goes off because the show does go off the rails, let's face it.
We just did. Literally in the last 2 minutes.
So maybe.
Which is why Dennis said, he's like, look, I'm.
There's your song.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, this is definitely.
I think this has got to be
this
it.
This could be it. You know,
but it was. That was your promo.
Can we get you screaming all aboard? That would.
I think that'd just be weird. I know my skill set, and I am not. I have done this once.
Yeah.
With Eddie Testa and his band.
Oh God, you tried to sing?
Yeah, we did. Well, but it was. I was able to yell, and that worked.
Eddie's talented.
He's super talented.
I love Eddie.
I think we did Boogie Shoes, maybe. I don't remember.
Oh, I need to see this and hear this.
Oh, I wrote about it.
It's on YouTube.
There's an article at NJ1015. You see me? It's a cool picture.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the crowd was happy when I was done. But everybody thinks they can sing when they're alone in their car.
Of course. Well, that's right. And listen,
I don't understand the singing in the shower thing. That is so weird.
I don't do that.
No one does
that.
I think that's a fake. I don't think that's true.
Do you remember?
I think it's a lie.
I'm going to go
that
back.
That is fake news.
This is our generation going back to when we were teenagers, when we had the shower radios. Do you remember those? But do you remember them?
I do.
Okay.
Because they were waterproof and they sold them on infomercials.
So many people had shower radios.
Did people really do that?
I had one.
How long are you in the shower that you need a radio?
Showers
should be quick and efficient.
You can shower like a 3-minute song.
I mean, I get it if you're taking a bath, if you're luxuriating
with
some essence and, you know, you've got candles burning. I get it.
Okay.
Maybe.
I liked my
But a shower is supposed to be boom, boom, done. I'm out.
Get
clean and move on. You have time to listen to the radio. It's crazy.
No, I like just kind of like, that's my time. So.
Do you sing?
I don't sing, but when I had my shower radio, I did.
We don't have splash.
Not anymore.
Of course we don't.
All right, we tried. All right, let's get back on the rails real quick and start
Good
with
luck.
Greg in Hillsboro. What's going on, Greg? You just started a new business. Congratulations. What is it?
Thanks, Bill. We just started a new business in Somerset County. It's called Borough Bin Shine. What we do is go around and sanitize and wash your garbage bins and recycling bins.
I love that. As a matter of fact, I have done this myself, and it's a pain in the neck. I've poured bleach in. I love it. What do you charge for that? And do you do it just commercially, or would you stop by? Can you do residential or everything?
Well, we do. We're starting residential plans at this time. Our monthly service plan is $20 a month if you sign up for a plan. That's up to 2 bins. We also have a quarterly service, which is $35 up to 2 bins. And if you want a one-time service on demand, you can call anytime. It will be $55 a visit.
I've got 3 recycling bins, and I've got the big trash bin that that the township gave us. I'm paying for it in taxes. When I asked for a second bin, Greg, they wanted $300. for another bit.
Really?
Yeah. So,
wow.
It's out of control. Crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But they get disgusting no matter, it happens so fast. So what do you do? What kind of chemicals? Is it chemicals? Is it quick in and out?
Okay, so we pull up with a trailer. We can have high pressure hot water, 200 degree hot water. The can goes upside down on a spinning head. It's high pressure water. We recover all the water, all the dirty water, and take it away. We use a vinegar based chemical if needed, so it's biodegradable. And the can comes out spotless. We turn it upside down. We dry it out, and we put it back to your house.
Fantastic! That's fantastic. I think it's great. The quarterly service. What does that mean? You come once every 3 months?
Yes. Yes.
No, what are people signing up for? I'm fascinated with this.
We're getting mostly monthly service plans, which is $20 a month if you sign up for a 3 month service
and
plan.
Can you go all the way around back to get them? I have to leave the cans out for you.
We can sign up for you can sign up for the day after your garbage service or the day of your garbage service, so we can come while your can is at the curbside, or we can also come to the back of your house. And take your can to the curb and put it and return it.
How do people find you? Give me the plug.
We got my number is 908-581-9528, and we're also at burrowbinshine.com.
Wait, 908-581. Go ahead.
9528.
9528 and Burrow B O R O Burrow Binshine.
Yes, B-O-R-O.
Sorry, yes. B-O-R-O, binshine.com. Awesome.
.com.
Hey, man, I love it. Thanks, Greg. Congrats.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
All right, Tony Howard, you'll be next. 916, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5, keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
923 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Welcome back to Small Business Monday, brought to you by my new friends at dotdesigning.com. Get your small business branded. Before I move on, I'll go to Howard first and then Tony. I want to just shout out the incredible staff at the University Medical Center in Plainsboro. This is the Princeton Medical Center. And Jody's mom has been admitted. She's there. And I just want to say, first of all, the staff at the emergency room, you guys are fantastic. I want to thank Marcos, who's the security guard, and Brian, the nurse. Brian is a fellow New Englander, so they all have connected. And Brian, I appreciate everything that you've been doing for Jody's mom and all the nursing staff there. Thank you. Also, want to shout out Lori in New Egypt, who is Maureen's roommate during this trying time. So really do appreciate everybody there. And for an emergency room visit, you have an expectation. But when you get to this University Medical Center in Plainsboro, it's the Princeton Medical Center in Plainsboro, the attitude of the staff is so positive. And that means a lot, because there are people that are suffering and struggling. And, you know, as I've said, one of the things that that I did, and very few politicians want to touch things like this, but not being a politician, I was very happy to walk the picket line with the nurses at RWJ when they went on strike, because they were not striking for pay. They were striking for staffing. And you can see the problems when you go to a lot of these ERs, that they're understaffed, and, you know, the hospitals are not necessarily designed for the kind of care that we need. And you've got people in the hallways, and it's tough. And the nurses have to fight through that, because you get people that are miserable and they're hurting and they're looking for immediate care. So the nurses have the toughest job, I think, of everyone. You know, not knocking the docs. The docs come in and do their job, but the nurses are there constantly. And it's one of the toughest jobs in this country. So I think we need to appreciate our nurses a lot more than we do. But I want to specifically thank Brian, the nurse, really taking good care of Jody's mom. And Lori, you're a great roommate. And as I promised, I will not do any disclosures on the air, but it was really nice talking to you yesterday, and Marcos, the security guard. So to all you guys, thank you for your help, your kindness, and your professionalism. All right, we're going to get back to Small Business Monday in a second, but it's 9:25. I'm going to break for news. Jen Arcillo is coming back, and then I will go in order. We're going to start with Howard and Tony. It's 9:26. Jen Arcillo with your news next.
This conversation
9:37 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. I apparently am repeating myself. Joe Myra, that is like the Atari colors, right? Remember?
Yeah,
but that's not what it is.
That's what I like about it. It's retro.
We talked about this before.
Well, I don't remember. I told you I have a superpower.
Jill will tell you what it means.
You remember my superpower, right? What's Aviator Nation? What is that?
It's a brand. It's very big in California.
Oh, so you're one of the cool kids.
So Michael probably knows about it.
I'm sure Michael knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler likes to wear it, but I just like the retro vibe of it.
It's retro. Like, that's why I said Atari.
I agree with you. Right? I agree with you.
Yeah. Did we have this conversation before? Right.
Yes. Probably. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad you remember, but I told you my superpower is I can watch something for the first time several times.
But it's called dementia. The first time,
Is that what they call it?
I'm just saying. I'm thinking. Right?
It's early onset dementia. It's possible. I do. I forget. I watch something and then sometimes even a couple of weeks go by and we'll be scrolling through. If I have a down 20 minutes, I'm like, what do you want to watch? I'm like, that looks great. She's like, we just watched last week.
Looks
great.
I don't think it's that you forgot. I think it's that you were not paying attention.
Yes, I have zero attention span for entertainment.
I bet.
None. I could watch an entire show. And I could rewind the entire show.
Mm-hmm. No, watch stop it, again. It. No, and you don't remember it?
Not that I don't remember.
All right, because that's really special.
But kind of like I get an immediate satisfaction of watching it. I'm like, that was funny what that guy just said. Uh-huh. But you could tell me the same joke 20 minutes later, but it's still funny.
Do you watch a show with your phone in your hand? Scrolling?
No,
no,
okay. No. I'm not distracted. Like I'm not doing anything else.
Oh,
I'm actually watching it.
That's worse. Okay, now the second time, do you absorb anything at all?
Or sometimes.
Take like a third or fourth
sometimes.
Try.
I could watch a film on a plane and then check into a hotel, watch the same film. Like, oh,
I have four.
I'm laughing all over again.
I have four words, and that is God bless your wife.
Jody's superpower. She puts up with me. Yeah, can you imagine? I know it's actually Jerry Burke. My old producer, who's now it's still an executive producer now on Newsmax, he calls her the long suffering.
The long suffering.
The long suffering. How's long suffering?
Oh my god,
doing?
That's the name of your show.
What?
We need a new title for your show.
The long suffering.
The long suffering.
Long suffering audience. That I'm still on the air 12 years later. That's the long suffering audience.
Forget Wake Up with Bill. The long suffering.
Yeah, that's something I do need you to think about though. Because Wake Up with Bill, I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Like, can you imagine there was a corporate meeting about that while I was out? What are we going to call it? Right? What?
There was a meeting?
There was a meeting.
Well, we don't know.
I'm sure there was a meeting. That mean you think that it just popped into Sam's head? Maybe. I don't know.
Probably. But it doesn't jive with you.
No.
Like, you need something really, I told you, you need something circus-like. Off the rails.
Circus-like.
Off the rails something.
Right?
Yeah. So in this few minutes, you've been accused of having dementia and being circus-like.
And being a clown. Yes, thank you. I really do enjoy our conversations after the news. That's it just fills me with confidence and going forward to take on the world. Okay. Well, we need to think. Anyway, I want to rename it. I haven't asked corporate. I'm telling them now, pretty much.
We could definitely rename it.
Well, here's the thing. This all started because producer Thomas today, he pulls me aside. He's like, I hate the song.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, Thomas.
The Bill is back song.
Thomas got all producer like.
The best was, so Thomas goes, Bill, I think that I'm thinking the song that I think about with you is Tom Petty running down a drain.
Running down the drain. That's it. So this is all Jill hears. Running down the drain.
I know. We're like, what are you talking
about?
And
I thought all my life, I thought it was running down a dream.
And
we have confirmed
wrong.
It.
And then Bill, wait, you doubted yourself? Oh, good.
Yeah, yes. And then Bill found the comedy in it because he's like, my show is kind of like running down the drain.
I enjoyed the perspective. I'm like, I get it. I get it.
I yelled at Thomas for that. I'm like, how can
he
you mess
does
that
sound
up?
Like a 75-year-old smoker, doesn't he?
He kind of does. It's just, it's there in the back of his voice. It's just.
You could almost do Thomas. A contest on his voice.
Oh, my God. We should have people that talk like Thomas.
Yeah.
Or could
we'll have to
imitation.
Let people hear him again. He is in the other room now producing.
Dennis
Malloy. Dennis Malloy, who is a far better radio broadcaster than me, as he will tell you.
He's made it very clear.
He made it very, very clear.
He did. All
right. Let's.
Wow, this took a turn, as usual.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Huh. Hence my point.
Long suffering.
Where did we start? The long suffering. Right. All right. The long suffering audience. Let's get right back to you. Let's go to Tony in Seaside. What's your business, Tony?
Hey, Bill. How are you, man? Long time fan, supporter, man. I wish you would have made it, man.
Thank you, Tony. Listen, appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Listen, I do solar for the last 18 years. You know, I've been through the solar roller coasters up and down.
Yeah, but
I sit with people, and when I explain the whole program to them, 95%, even my wife's got it now. She's like, oh, my God. When I'm done, people say, it's finally you explained the program the right way. When you get solar and you do it the right way, it's a blessing, man. It really is. But you've got a lot of these college kids out there banging doors trying to jam you into a lease, and it's just not working, man. So if anybody's interested in really, you know, knocking that bill down, man, because, you know, I've been doing the Wounded Warrior programs my whole life. So
good
when I
you.
Knock a door, I look for a veteran door I can knock on.
So tell me.
It's a blessing.
All right, Tony. So how do people find you if they want? Because I imagine you'll give them a free assessment. You'll show and you talk to them. And it's not going to cost them anything, right?
TonySolar@yahoo.com. Absolutely cost you nothing.
Wait, Tony's
roof upgrade.
TONYS. It's just Tony Solar. Two S's?
Yeah.
Tony Solar.
No, just Tony. TONYSOLAR at yahoo.com.
TonySolar@yahoo.com. All right. All right. You heard it. You want to get a free assessment.
I live right in Seaside. I'm here. There's nothing for the assessment. If it needs a roof, we do a 50-year GAF quality roof. You know, we want to do the programs right. That's what it's meant to be. But, you know, people are getting stuck with all these, you know, leases.
I've had this conversation with Ron Urban at Advanced Solar,
yep.
And he'll tell you that, too. I mean, the leasing is just such a scam. He comes right out and says it. He calls it a scam and says you gotta own it.
I'd love to talk to Ron, too. Yep.
You should connect with Ron Urban. As a matter of fact, Tony, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your contact info. I'm going to share it with Ron. You guys should connect. You're doing the same thing.
Excellent.
All right, man.
Thank you so much, man.
Appreciate you, Tony. Hold on. All right, let's go to Howard in Somerset. What do you got, Howard?
Hey, Bill. First time, long time. How you doing?
Great to have you. I'm doing great. You doing all right?
I can't complain. We're alive. It's a beautiful day outside.
There you go.
I'm the owner of Megabyte Events. We're a festival and event company. We actually do a lot of advertising on the radio station for some of our food festivals, our 5Ks. We did the Pork Bowl versus Taylor Ham 5K, if you remember hearing that commercial.
Love it. Yeah, of course.
And, yeah, the fight in New Jersey that'll never be settled.
Exactly.
And this weekend, we actually have a couple of big things this week. We have our annual Empanada Festival and car show over in Manville, New Jersey on Saturday.
Nice.
And we have our second week of our Tuesday night Burlington Food Truck Tuesdays over at Burlington City right at Waterfront Park. That's free to the public. Come on down. There's food trucks. There'll be craft vendors. It's kind of like a farmer's market, but it's more about coming out for dinner on a Tuesday night. We do food festivals, music festivals all over the state. We just did our initial Picklepalooza event up in Teaneck with 4,300 people coming out in the rain on Saturday. It was absolutely amazing. We actually officially kicked off Picklepalooza Nation. With these crazy people coming out with their pickle costumes, their umbrellas, their boots.
I love it.
Believe in the power of the pickle. Believe in the power
of the pickle. Listen, man, I love pickles. That would get me there. All right, so real quick, what's the website if people want to see all the events that you're repping?
Sure. It's Megabyte Events, MEGABITE, Events, Megabyte Events. We do 5Ks, 10Ks. Food and music festivals,
all right.
Markets all over the state of New Jersey.
Megabytes Events, MegabyteEvents.com. Bytes
Megabyte
with an S?
Like Chew. Megabyte like Chew. Megabyte single, events plural.
All right. MegabyteEvents.com. Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, Howard.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You got it. Have a good one. All right, everybody hang in there. 946, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 a day at work payday. $1,000 for a weekend getaway, new handbag, new phone, pay off some bills. What would you do with $1,000? Listen all day for the at work payday cash code. Then enter the cash code into the New Jersey 101.5 station app. It's that easy. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers. $1,000 a day at work payday.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
On New Jersey 101.5.
9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, listen, we got a lot of people on hold. I'm going to do Small Business Monday again tomorrow at 7 o'clock if you want to get in the queue. Or maybe we'll do it at 8 as well. I got time for one call quick. 20 seconds, TJ in Freehold. What do you got, TJ?
Hey, Bill, a couple things.
Yeah.
So your theme song should be one of two songs.
Tell
I've been thinking about it. Either Joe Jackson's Sunday Papers, which I like, but I'm really thinking Elvis Costello, Radio, Radio.
Elvis Costello.
Song.
That is a great idea. All right, it's on the list. Thank you, TJ. Have a great rest of your day. All right, Kathy, let's cue that up for tomorrow. Radio, Radio, Elvis Costello. I like that. Joe Jackson, read it in the Sunday Papers. I don't know. I've never heard that. But we'll see. I like Joe Jackson. Anyway, got to leave. 9:54. All of a sudden, I couldn't read the clock. It's 9:54, which means I got to get out of here. I'll see you tomorrow at 6.